Hello friends, this is your host Rashmi Kanwal and we are live with our very first recording of the Patient Innovations podcast brought to you by Healthcare MN. We are here today in this beautiful studio in North Loop, downtown Minneapolis in Minnesota, and I have my co-host Mary here with me.
Hi, I'm Mary McCarthy, really happy to be with you here today and sharing some stories.
Thank you, Mary. So how about we begin with how this podcast came to be?
Sounds great.
Pre-pandemic, Healthcare MN used to do a blog series that we called Founder Spotlight, where we highlighted healthcare founders from Minnesota doing cool things. And we stopped doing it during COVID. And in 2023, we decided to relaunch. And we said to ourselves, why not do a podcast instead? We are in a podcast era now, and that is how this podcast came to be. Once we decided on the format, I was, of course, talking to a lot of people about it who are already doing podcasts and understanding what it takes. And in one such meeting, when me and Mary were having lunch, I said, you know, Mary, I feel ready. I feel it'll be so cool to host a podcast, but I was thinking it would be more fun if I could co-host with someone. And since you are so well connected, do you have someone in mind that who would want to do this with me?
And I said, what about me? I'll co-host it with you.
And I really said, what are you kidding? And I was so excited just knowing that she'll be doing it with me. She's been a fantastic partner. And that's how this partnership began. And we started researching, doing weekly meetings. And in one such meeting, Mary had this cool idea on why just focus on innovators. She said, why not shine light on innovation from multiple perspectives, the patients, the funders, the founders, and the clinicians. And that's how, my friends, the Patient Innovations was born. It took us almost 2 weeks to go back and forth just on the name. We decided to call it Patient Innovations for several reasons. One, our real MVP here is the patient. That's who we'll start our each episode with. And patience is what we need when we are talking about healthcare innovations. As you all know, sometimes it takes about 5 years, 10 years, sometimes even more to bring these innovations to market. It is also about capital connections. So that's what we are doing with this podcast. We're trying to connect all these dots. Each episode will have a flavor of its own, but the focus stays on the patient and the innovations that either already exist or those that are needed and are not in the market yet. So Mary, you are from Minnesota. Why don't you tell us about your background and why this Minnesota podcast?
Yes, I'm from Woodbury, Minnesota, which is just east of St. Paul. And Minnesota, for those of you who are not familiar with our beautiful state, is home to about 10,000 lakes and nearly that many healthcare startups. One of the reasons for that is we've got a strong foundation of large innovating organizations such as the University of Minnesota Medical Schools, the Mayo Clinic, Medical Alley, Medtronic, 3M, Solventum, Boston Scientific, etc. And actually, Rashmi and I met about 10 years ago when we worked together at Cardiovascular Systems, and she's had quite a career since then, since we met 11 years ago.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, I am currently the executive director at Healthcare MN, where Mary is on the board. For those of you who do not know, Healthcare MN was founded in 2012, and it's a group working towards accelerating healthcare innovation in Minnesota. Our mission is to bring together four pillars of innovation, the community, the startups, the industry, and the investors. If you want to learn more, do check us out at www.healthcare.mn. Before Healthcare MN, my journey in healthcare actually started with my PhD in health geoinformatics. And since then, I have been very fortunate to work in different aspects and areas of healthcare while also getting a chance to work in different settings. I've worked in corporate, I've worked in academia, in nonprofit, and in consulting. Currently, I have fully immersed myself in the nonprofit world with Healthcare MN.
And our wonderful podcast. The first podcast will drop in a couple weeks, and it's going to be focused on colorectal cancer. The next podcast will be in April, and that will focus on Alzheimer's, which actually took my stepmother just 4 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. And then May will talk about mental health, which is a hot topic for an overwhelming number of us.
Thank you, Mary. So you see, it took us a lot of courage to come this far. And now that we are here, we feel we cannot do this alone. We need your support to make this a success. So we are asking for a few things. One, we'll be posting our progress and update on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and our Healthcare MN website on specific topics we are working on and the people we are looking for. So what we are looking for from you is connections, collaborations on innovators. If you know of some cool innovations, reach out to us, tell us about it. If you happen to know some patients that you think will be fantastic to be featured on the podcast, let's connect. And if you have other ideas you want us to work on, please reach out. We are also looking for sponsorship to keep us going. Right now, the podcast is being produced by Healthcare MN, but going forward, we are looking for sponsors. So if you want to get your brand name out, please consider sponsoring to cover our studio cost, post-production and marketing cost. If you have any, contacts, collaborators, or just want to talk with us, feel free to reach out at rashmi@healthcare.mn.
So remember to watch for our first podcast in a couple weeks. And in the meantime, be well, be strong, and keep innovating. Thank you.